in the water-powered workshops. From 1820 onwards, water-powered workshops were built for the sole purpose of making metal spectacle frames. These small buildings were comprised of three or four stories and were erected along the banks of the Bienne, the fast-flowing river which runs through Moret. This model of a spectacle-making establishment, which once stood on Moret's Rue de la République, shows how they were organized. In the basement, hidden behind the walls, was a water wheel powered by a channel diverted from the main river. Rows of workbenches were set up on two levels, next to the windows and in the middle of the rooms, to support the various machines, although some of the machines were freestanding because they would have been too big for the benches. The machines were linked to the principal motor force by a system of shafts, gears, pulleys, and belts, the water wheel being the only source of energy for the workshop. The speed of the various machines could be modified by using different sized pulleys on the shaft. The upper floors of the building were usually given over to private accommodation. Work was also farmed out to workers living in the town, and it was common for people to work at home, in their apartment or house. Even today you can see traces of this industrious activity as you walk along the streets of Moret, notably in the series of small windows which punctuate the upper floors of many of the town's buildings. This system of farming out spectacle-making work in a rural, mountainous region is unique in the history of industrial France.